this episode of The Commercial Break.
I'd say, really, when you get down to the last 13 pieces in the loaf of bread, throw that away with the twisty tie and the plastic. If you put any plastic bowls in your cabinets, you are smiting the Lord, according to Kenny. Mm-hmm. But if someone asks you for your furniture, give it to them and sleep on a box.
Amen. This is serious. It's very serious. We don't see it, but it's in the spirit. And there are spirits involved. Amen.
Amen.
There's something.
Can you imagine sitting in this audience and believing any of this?
No.
I would be like, honey, we have got to go. What is he fucking talking about?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
None of it.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
2:30 in the morning!
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and the co-host of this show, Chris Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chris.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us today. Chrissy, how are you feeling? Are you feeling the pinch in your pocket at the grocery store?
I am. God, I just went grocery shopping the other day. I was like, what? Wow.
Woohoo! I have so many people living in this household that when I go to the grocery store, nary a $50 bill isn't spent on the smallest of things.
Yeah.
I go in for like six items, I spend $50.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand it. It's hard to believe that just 6 years ago, we were paying so much less for everything. A gallon of milk, $1.99. Now it's $3.99 for a gallon of milk. I mean, even things like...
Well, even things like garlic powder.
I
needed garlic powder, you know, ran out, needed it for a recipe. I went to go get it. It was like $5 or $6.
That's insane. It's insane. I almost am thinking about decoupling from Starbucks because it's gotten out of control.
Oh, it has too.
And I know the tariffs have a lot to do with it, but let's be honest about it. Starbucks has always been expensive. It's always been way ahead of the coffee curve.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could go to a good local coffee shop that farms their beans from, you know, co-ops down in Costa Rica or wherever, and you could pay $3.99 for a good cup of iced coffee. I'm paying $7.99.
Yeah.
But I know it is a huge cup of coffee. That is for sure. But $10 almost every time I go there, when you factor in a dollar tip, it's almost 10 bucks.
Yeah.
It's everything is out of control. The only thing that I will say doesn't seem to be going too crazy are the gas prices right now. Because at least not here in Georgia, you know, we can still fill up our car for a reasonable amount of money. Small car, $30. Big car, $80. I remember during the pandemic, at times we were paying over $100 to fill up that big car.
Oh, God. And thinking even back to 2008, oh, my God.
Yeah.
So expensive.
Yeah. Consumer debt is climbing. More and more people are using their credit cards to live on a daily basis. Most of us live paycheck to paycheck. That is just... That's how most people have always lived. But now more than ever, that's how people lived. And, you know, it's hard out there. It's hard to make a living. It's hard to put 2 months together in a row where you feel comfortable with money. It's hard not to feel the pinch every once in a while.
Yeah, when your paycheck doesn't even go as far as it used to, then,
that's right.
You know, you have to make it up somehow. And that oftentimes is a credit card.
A credit card. But then that credit card is leading to more misery.
Yeah.
It's leading to more debt. There are very few of us that are completely credit card debt free. Very few of us. At least in, you know, the socioeconomic ladder that I'm living in, which is, you know, making $250,000 or less a year. You know, there's a lot of people who are using those credit cards and getting massive amounts of debt rolling and just figuring at some point I'll win the lottery and I'll pay it off. That's kind of, I think that's a retirement strategy for a lot of people. I'll win the lottery. I'll start a business. I'll have that next great idea that, you know, the cookies that I'm baking will start selling on Facebook and, you know, people will go crazy for them. It does happen. Of course it does. There are lots of people who become fabulously wealthy being entrepreneurs, doing something from themselves or winning the lottery. But you have a better chance of getting struck by lightning than you do winning the lottery. I say all this to say that it's a tough time to be a person in the United States of America that's not fabulously wealthy or have some friends that are fabulously wealthy. It's really, really tough. But luckily for all of us, Chrissy, I have found a solution to debt, and that is to give more money to the prosperity preachers.
Oh, well, yeah, because then it's going to come back to you.
Tenfold, mm-hmm. according to Leviticus 34.75-22. And, you know, we have often scorned prosperity preachers here on the show. But after listening to some of their mumbo jumbo while doing research for this episode, I think they might be onto something. And
really?
I don't want to keep it a secret. I want to let... Yes. Yes.
I don't want to keep it a secret.
I don't want to keep it... How else did Kenny Copeland get four? Not one, not two, not three. Four private planes.
The Lord.
The Lord. He must have prayed to the Lord. That's what Jesus was all about. Private planes mm-hmm. and fancy shoes and, you know,
watches.
Private champagne rooms at strip clubs.
Yeah.
Yes. If Jesus didn't teach us one, if Jesus taught us one thing and one thing only, it's to speak his word and ask for money at the same time.
Yeah.
And when you do that, by also then, you know, making sure that people know they're going to go to hell and, you know, burn for eternity if they don't give you their money. If you do that, then you too can be fabulously wealthy, tax-free, because that's a huge loophole in the government's tax policy. So I don't want to waste another minute talking about any other kind of debt relief programs, like calling a credit counselor or actually starting to pay down your bills or asking your boss for more money or getting a second job or, you know...
No.
Cutting the cord nothing. On a couple of your streaming services.
That's, those are hard.
Those are sacrifices I am not willing to
yeah.
make. But a sacrifice I am willing to make is paying additional money to my church, knowing that it's going to come back to me tenfold.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tithing is a thing. It's been a thing forever. And in the Bible, I think the tithing says you should give 10%, at least 10% of what you are making straight to the Lord. But since the Lord's not here to take your money directly, luckily there are people like Kenny Copeland who will get in the middle and act as kind of like a money broker,
yeah,
so to speak.
Yeah, exactly. They've got a direct access.
They have private planes that go higher in
yes.
the sky and they can get closer to the Lord.
Closer to God.
Because when you think about it, if the money is yours and you are to give it to the Lord, and if you give it to Kenny Copeland and then he gets nice shoes, multi-million-dollar houses and four airplanes.
The Lord likes that.
The Lord is all about
mm-hmm.
it. He is a happy, happy dude. He has a lordly erection over your tithing.
Yes.
Straight to Kenny Copeland's, you know, I don't think Kenny Copeland gets an erection anymore. But, you know, Kenny is clearly the person on earth that was appointed to take your money and spend it on the Lord's behalf. And
yeah.
he's doing great work with it. I've seen some of his houses. They have private pools. One of them has an indoor pool. He's, you know, that plane seats 20 people. One of them does. It can go from here all the way to Timbuktu without refueling. And why would you refuel? Who needs refueling
no.
when you've got to go other places on earth and take other people's money for the Lord?
You gotta get there quick.
That's right.
Can't stop for refuel.
He's a bank teller for the Lord. He's an ATM for the Lord, but it only goes one way, in, not out.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, these are prosperity preachers. I do think they're on to something now. And I'd like to apologize directly to their faces for being so cynical as to believe that they weren't, in fact, going to be good stewards of the millions or billions of dollars that their flock give them. I mean, who am I to judge, you know?
I'm sure they'll forgive you.
Your fourth Rolex
yeah.
when 82% of your congregation can't pay rent or buy groceries without using a credit card, who am I to judge you buying that eighth Rolex? Who? Who amongst us? And let me ask you this. I just have a favor to ask, just a question to ask all the prosperity preachers out there. If I can't pay my rent next month, is it okay that you sell one of your Rolex watches to help me pay my rent? The answer to that is no.
I don't think that's the way it works.
It's not.
Yeah,
Chrissy.
No, it can't. He's not allowed to do that.
In Smicketines 34.7, it says, "Thou shalt not ask for thy tithing back, for thy has already spent it on private strippers for my hotel room in Vegas, and I shall not be taxed." So if we want to get into the nitty-gritty I understand that it may be concerning that all of these people are taking the money one way and never giving it back the other way, but it's clearly written in the books.
The rules.
It's the rules. And don't smite God. You shouldn't smite God. And by trying to take that money back, you're smiting God. So I think it's important that we hear a little bit of the gospel and we understand, we get into it. We understand really what we're talking about here, because I am not a Samaritan of the Lord. I cannot take money on the Lord's behalf. It has not been, I've not been bequeathed or queefed.
Ordained.
Yes. I've not been queefed, bequeathed onto it. It's not my lot in life, but luckily there are people that have been. And I mean, when you think about it, Chrissy, how insane is it? Let's drop the smart ass routine for a second. How super crazy is it that guys like Kenny Copeland are on their fourth airplane?
That is crazy. Four?
And there are people in every row of his church that are desperately, desperately looking for any extra money that they can get. And he's telling them that they will certainly burn in hell if they don't give every dollar possible to his church.
Yeah.
Mm. And he's willing to flaunt it. Not only does he speak about it, not only does he use all of that money tax-free, not only is he absolutely dripping in wealth and gold and riches, and lives a lifestyle that very few people will ever experience. But then he gets up and he talks down to people about how they're not spending enough money on him. This is the scourge of religion right now. And if you don't believe that, just like we were talking about the other day with politics and politicians, if you saw in any other business, if you saw somebody else doing that, taking people's money, making themselves fabulously wealthy, not doing a lot of good with it, and then refusing to give back when you needed something, you would probably consider them a dirtbag. But if you open up the Bible and you start speaking some mumbo jumbo of the tens of thousands of words that are in that Bible, and you twist those words to fit your purpose, then God asked you
to do
it.
Then it makes sense.
Then it makes sense. Don't fall for this scam, because that's exactly what it is. It's a scam. Believe in Jesus. Read the Bible. Go to the church. Go to your local church that has like a fair to raise some money, right? Yeah. I mean, I remember when I was a kid. I mean, listen, the Catholic Church is like the worst of the worst offenders, but they don't have prosperity preachers up there. They have priests who largely live in poverty their entire lives. But the church puts them up. Housing, food, rent, usually a car, something like that, right? I'm not saying one is better than the other. They're all bad. But I remember, like, you know, they would take money, sure, but then they would, like, have, like, a fair.
Or bake sales.
Bake sale, yeah. Whatever, you know, mm-hmm. Clothing drive, whatever it was. Go to your local community church where the guy or the girl standing up front isn't fabulously wealthy because of the money you're giving, but it's going in the door and then back out the door
to the community
to do some good, to feed some kids, to help somebody get through a childhood cancer diagnosis, or help somebody through a tough time. Or you can go to the church when you're having a tough time and they say, hey, listen, this is exactly why we have this money. You can't pay rent this month. We'll help you out.
Yes.
Pay it back when you can. Go to that church.
That makes sense.
I guarantee fucking tea that if you go to Kenny Copeland or Jesse Duplantis or whoever, name them. There's a million of them right now. If you go to any of those people that are flying around these, you know, $50 million planes and driving, you know, $500,000 cars, I guarantee if you go to any of those people and you're having a problem, they're going to tell you that's your problem, not God's problem.
Pray on it.
Pray on it. That's right. It's fucked up. It's fucked up. I hate it.
I know.
It really drives me crazy. I'm sorry. It really does. It drives me crazy. And it doesn't drive me crazy because I want to be clear about this. I don't believe that the people that are sitting in the aisles are dumb or lesser than or shouldn't be believing in Jesus or God or whatever. I don't believe any of that. I believe you are caught up in the longest running con on earth. Organized religion. It is a money grab. It is a pyramid scheme. and you are at the bottom, and you always will be. It's never coming back your way. I mean, unless you learn how to preach and then, you know, get in the good graces.
We've talked about it. You and I have starting our own religion.
I think I could do it.
And going tax-free.
Yeah, I think if I could learn a little bit more about the Bible and figure out how to twist those words up, and, you know, I could put a little rabble-rouse in my voice. Hallelujah!
Yeah, you could do it.
I think I could do it. I think I could do it. And then you could sit there.
I'll have a tambourine.
You can be my hype girl.
Yeah, I'll be the hype girl.
There's a recent video going around of a preacher. His name is Wayans, I think. His last name is Wayans. He's a very famous preacher. And lady comes up and he is individually having people line up and say how much they're going to give to the Lord.
Oh.
And she says, here's a check for $1,000 and an extra $250. And he said, that's not what I asked for.
Oh, that's not what I asked for.
He was asking for $2,000 at least from each congregant.
Wow.
And he said, that's not what I asked for. And she said, well, I'm going to try and get the rest of the money together. And he said, that's not what I asked for. That's not what I asked for you to give. And he was like chastising her in front of a whole congregation about not giving $2,000.
Oh my God.
Another preacher drove his fucking Rolls Royce into the church. And started talking about how God wanted him to drive this, that he was the shepherd of the money and the shepherd of the church. And why shouldn't he be driving this? To let people know that if you believe in the Lord, that good things come to you. And someone screams out, can I drive it? And he goes, no, Jesus would not have that.
Can I drive it?
That's a great question. Yeah. Can I drive it? Why not? Why do you get to drive it, but I don't? Fuckers, all of them, fuckers. And they're taking money left and right, zero taxes, zero accountability, zero responsibility. Now, the good news is there are a couple of people out there. Religion as a Business, I think, is the Instagram account that I started following. They're putting together a documentary on people like Kenny Copeland. And they are starting to hold some of these people accountable. Like, okay, you have to let us know where this money went. Because you're a nonprofit, tell us where the money went. And there's holes in all of the stories, right?
Oh, I'm sure.
People are buying, you know, all kind of preachers are buying all kind of real estate everywhere, but they're not reporting it. And then they're selling they're buying the real estate, mortgaging the real estate with the church and the church funds, and then they're selling it and pocketing the money themselves. Mm. It's fucking insane.
Yeah.
It's fucking insane.
I mean.
Tax free. All right. Let's hear from Kenny Copeland about all
of this. Yeah, let's go.
How do we get rid of
the source?
How do we get rid of this debt that we've got? That's the important part. That's what I wanted to really focus on because I know a lot of people out there are struggling with this, including us.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get wise. Let's talk to somebody who knows. Kenny Copeland, when we get back.
Let me do something Brian has never done. Be brief. Follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break. Text or call us 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. Visit our website, tcbpodcast.com, for all the audio, video, and your free sticker. Then watch all the videos at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. And finally, share the show. It's the best gift you could give a few aging podcasters. See, Brian? That really wasn't that difficult, now was it? You're welcome.
Okay, we're back and we're talking about how we can get rid of our debt in 2025. It's a tough time to be an American living right now. The cost of goods is just through the freaking roof.
Even the Halloween candy. God, I've got to buy that. And man.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. It's insane. We also were looking to go buy some Halloween candy. And we have these trunker treats that are going on. And one of them is... Like last year, the parents just went crazy, like buying a bunch of really expensive candy for the kids. And so we were talking to other parents about what they were getting. And again, they're getting really nice candy for the kids. And I thought to myself, geez, we're going to spend $100
right. Oh, yeah.
On candy alone. Now, that's okay. It's my kids. And it's okay. Like if it's once a year and we're, you know, whatever, we will figure it out. But still,
yeah, that's
$100
not
on candy.
Everybody.
Yeah, it's insane. All right, here's Kenny. You know, he's going to be spouting some biblical stuff. We'll walk through it together. Here we go. Oh, well, that didn't work, did it? Well, I tried. Well, I guess that's our sign that Kenny doesn't want us to do this.
Yeah,
oh, there
how
we
these
go.
Happen.
There we go. Okay, let's listen to what Kenny has to say here. There he is. He's looking old. Man,
he is.
He's looking
still
old.
Looking sharp, though. Look at that nice silk tie suit.
That's a $1,000 suit right there, I guarantee, or more.
Oh, yeah, that's custom made.
Oh, yeah. We got to be custom made. Just got to the Lord. Got to look it for the Lord.
18.
He has a guy who just turns his pages for him?
What? Does.
He's up on a podium. His wife is there with him. I think that's his wife, I think. And then he's got some dude that's just turning the page. This is the same guy when he was blowing away the coronavirus that was talking all the kind of bullshit.
Kenny's just saying 18.
18. Yeah.
Turn to the page.
Turn to the page. Uh-oh, you're in trouble.
Receive the power.
Receive the power.
The power to get wealth is the blessing of Abraham. And it's in you right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't be looking to the outside.
It's so evil. He is an evil man. The way he smiles, he looks like Satan himself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the way his eyebrows go up. Yeah. He is really, I don't think, a good person. I just bet he isn't.
In you. Mm. All you need is in you right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't be looking to no wallet outside yourself. Just habity dabity, wishity pishity on it, and it'll come to you. Now, give me $1,000.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Aramashta.
Aramashta, Aramashta, Aramashta. That's him speaking in tongues, his old buddy over there.
Money you need to pay off, everything you have is inside you now. In the form
just sell your
of
kidney.
Yeah.
Your organs are a great source of money.
Oh, what a fucker.
The blessing of Abraham.
Yes.
Go back to the book of Genesis.
I wish Abraham would stop by my door. You know what I'm saying?
And observe that power in the life of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Yes.
Observe that power at work.
Here is the mumbo jumbo bullshit that he is taking the Bible and twisting it all up. I had to read the Bible as a kid because I went to Catholic school all my life.
Sure.
I kind of vaguely remember the story of Abraham. I don't think it had anything to do with buying airplanes or Rolexes.
I don't think there is a passage in there.
No, there's not.
And say, glory to God, that's in me. I have the power to get wealth.
Yeah.
The blessing.
Glory to God, I got a holy fart full of money coming out of me. I'm about to shit a 12-ounce gold brick.
The Lord is on the inside of me. I release that power.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, I believe I receive the blessing beyond measure.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Yes, amen.
Amen. Can I get an amen?
I have that power.
I have the power.
It is resident in me now. There's financial great.
Like a little parasite, a little tapeworm full of money. Well, you can't just pray your way to money.
It's on the inside of me.
Oh, thank you, Lord God.
I am an extremely wealthy person.
Thank you, Jesus. Extremely wealthy.
I dare you.
When you say it, it's true.
I dare you to just take your receipts and so forth and just figure out what you've sown over the last 5 years and multiply it times 100.
Here we go. Here we go.
What? Take your receipts.
Take your receipts that you've sown to the church. How much have you given to the church. And multiply it by 10. Because when you do that, you're going to realize you haven't given enough. That's why you're not rich.
Mm. That's why.
That hundredfold belongs to you. You need to aggressively receive it.
Yes, aggressively.
And it's on the inside of you. It's not outside someplace.
Praise
You're
God.
Rich on the inside so you can be rich on the outside.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for making Kenny Copeland my secret man lover so I can fly on his plane also. Ah, shabba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-do.
Praise God.
I want a suit as nice as Kenny's shabba-da-da-ba-da-doo.
That's praise. Enough shout about.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
But go back.
Praise God.
Go back. Go back to the book of Genesis and find out what it says about your father Abraham and your faith. You have the faith of Abraham.
I do.
Look at you.
I do.
No, I do. Hallelujah.
Oh, I do.
And look at him pointing at people. You and you. And you didn't give enough. And you haven't given enough.
Then go to Galatians chapter 3.
I don't want to go all over the book. Can you have like cliff notes or something? Can I ask Siri?
Is there an audio version?
Yeah. What about chat?
You are blessed with Father Abraham. That's the reason I got so excited. One time I did that when we were living there in Tulsa, and my goodness, we... Well, you know the story.
Well, you know the story. I only had one plane, and times were tough. I had to refuel, Chrissy. Refuel.
Refueling had to happen.
And I said, Gloria, come here. Come here. I said, sit down here. We have the blessing of Abraham.
You, woman, sit. Listen to my shit.
And I went back through those scriptures. I said, look at this. Look at this. We're rich now. This ain't nothing but a matter of time.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
And then I started the church.
Right. That's right. So I started the church and I started to take your money.
Yeah.
We're rich. Hallelujah.
We're rich now.
We're rich now.
We're rich now.
You were in an atmosphere listening to Brother Hagin, listening to Brother Roberts, and you were in the Word when you made that discovery. So it doesn't just come out of just a service once in a while. There was... When he mentioned several series that are available, you find out how serious you are about
several series that are available for $49.99.
Yes. Coming out of debt by finding out what you put in to draw that blessing out.
Right. Hoogly boogly.
Right. It's talking in circles. Fuck.
Remember, a couple of days ago, we were doing that video on Sally, Jesse, Raphael where we couldn't understand what anybody was talking about. This is 10 times as confusing.
You make the priorities. Well, do I put listening to this here? Well, let's see. Well, you know, we have to watch the news.
What?
And we have to do this. You're not serious.
No. You got to buy the book. You got to buy the series.
You'll go on and on and on. You'll come to church and smile and shout and say, I'm rich now, and go on and keep doing the same old thing that's kept you broke all these years. Well, Brother Copeland, I'm not broke. Yeah, you are.
You have four planes?
You poor bastard.
You have four planes.
Do you have a Rolex? Yeah. One on your hand,
You're
one
broke.
On each hand, and one in your ass? I'm into some kinky shit.
Let me ask you a question. Do you have enough money in the bank right now to last 5 years or something would happen?
He can't even be bothered to hold his microphone.
Yeah, I know. He's got some woman holding it for him. What a...
Then you're broke.
Do you have enough money in your bank to fund two absolutely terrible movies?
I mean, 5 years? What? If something happened, do you have enough money for 5 years? No.
No. I don't have enough money for 5 days.
Yeah.
Honestly.
You got some income. You got some income. Well, Brother Copeland, I've got $50,000 in the bank. Then you don't have any money.
So what is he saying? So he's not. You're not broke, but you are broke. You're not
50,
broke,
000.
But you are broke. Yeah, piss on that.
That's what I. That's,
you don't have
that's
any money.
Change.
You
Pocket
need to
change.
Give it to the church, and it'll come back to you tenfold.
Yeah,
that's not enough.
Look at the other guy. He's like,
Put it back. You're thinking poor.
Come on.
Your soul's not prospering. Start thinking rich.
Thinking grow rich?
Chrissy, I am going to give you a ride home today in my Phantom Rolls Royce. And then tomorrow we are going to buy Disney World so that we can do our next episode from Space Mountain.
Glory to God.
Yes. Glory to
yes,
God.
Yes, amen. I'll tell you what, I don't have it now, but it's just a matter of time I'll have it. You wait and see, praise God. Well, what are you going to do about it? Set the goal. Don't set it at 100,000. Set it at 1,000,000. You set the goal. One of these days, I'm going to have $1,000,000 in my bank. And in the name of Jesus, I will be the biggest giver at EMIC. Glory to God.
It always wraps back around to giving to the church. Look at that lady raising her hand. I have a question about how this actually works.
Set the goals. Set the bar.
So I contact Abraham.
Say, you know what?
Where's Abraham?
I could never have $1,000,000. You're right. You are right. There's no way you could ever have it. until your soul prospers. And it's a lot of little things.
Like not watching the news? Yeah, is that a bad thing? Something about that? Because then you're educated.
That's
about
right.
Things.
Ever suck the last bit of the toothpaste out of the tube.
What?
What? It's
a lot of little things, and one of them is...
sucking the toothpaste out of the tube? You realize that there's others of us that are down here on Earth, right? That last bit of toothpaste is not only needed, but even if I had $1 million in my bank account, it would be resourceful to use the last bit of toothpaste. And I don't suck toothpaste out of the tube.
No.
That's a gross thing to do. I push it out with my penis.
Trash it with a little left in there.
What?
This is scriptural.
This is scripture. Ah, yeah. There it is. Here comes the bullshit. Mm-hmm. Here comes the bullshit.
I don't have time to go through all that.
I don't have time to find it, necessarily.
There's somewhere about there.
It's in there somewhere. That's ChatGPT.
I don't have time.
Quit saving the twisties off the bread wrapper.
Yeah?
You open the cabinet door and 25 or 30 plastic bowls fall out of the cabinet.
What is he
Clean
talking
out.
About?
Oh, he's on again. Flouting his wealth.
Yeah.
And telling you, you are not.
Be wasteful.
Yeah, be wasteful.
Just, you know.
Don't worry.
You're not thinking rich.
Not only does the earth not need you to save those plastic bowls and reuse them a second time, but it's just poor thinking.
Glory to God. Now, don't say that rich people don't do that, because some rich people are the poor-mindedest people on earth. Those are the ones that it's harder than a camel going through the eye of a needle to enter into the kingdom.
The camel going through the eye of
a needle.
Uh-huh. Oh, Kenny, you paint a picture.
It's liberal, strong, prosperous soul. I
give.
A prosperous soul is what Terry and George were talking about. They just kept giving. The living room furniture was on rotation.
It's on rotation. Yeah.
They gave the living room furniture?
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, I guess they just buy new ones. They give it and they buy new ones. And they give it and they buy new ones. And...
yeah.
I'll sit on a box before I'll let one of our widows go without a table to eat on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure that you gave your table away to a widow. You bought a new one, and you just talked about, didn't you just say, don't use the last bit of toothpaste, but you're going to sit on a box?
I'm not talking about stuff that came out of the
church.
That's poor
thinking.
Yeah.
Being this way personally is what prospers the church. Amen.
Amen.
There we go.
I wouldn't pay much attention to
church,
it.
And Amen. He's the church.
Yes, he's the church, so he needs to prosper.
Yes.
Faster than it hadn't already experienced it first.
Woohoo.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the kind of people I want to pay attention to. Amen. Gloria and I experienced it, walked it out.
Mm-hmm.
Watched the Spirit of God work. But that scripture right there, the power to get wealth to establish his covenant.
Covenant.
He promised he'd do it. This is a covenant. This is blood back talk.
Blood back
the talk.
Well, I don't like blood back talk. That makes me nervous.
Sounds like a band.
Well, why? Blood back talk. This Saturday, the masquerade playing in hell, blood back talk. It's a covenant. Ask Abraham.
What about today? This is all backed with the blood of Jesus. This is all covenant.
Covenant.
Well, I just don't see what it would hurt I don't understand what it would hurt to go to a banker. I asked the Lord.
He all of a sudden got possessed there.
I know, he did,
like,
yeah.
And he was looking down, and obviously he looked up, I all of a sudden lost the Lord.
Why
Why?
Because I've think.
Why?
In that.
Why?
He wanted to know. I said, you're
not against me going to a doctor. Why would you have me not to do that? Why go to a banker? He said, you don't have to enter covenant to go to a doctor. But you have to bow your knee and become connected to a banker. So you're connected to everything he is and whatever he's doing.
What, get a loan?
What? I've never bended the knee to my banker, but maybe that would help in the processing of my loan. Chrissy, can you come to my banker and help me process a loan? Kenny. Okay. Is anybody else out there in the audience seeing what a half-baked loaf of horse shit this really is? There is no common sense being talked here.
What
he's saying one thing, then he's saying another, he's saying a third thing, then he says a fourth thing. None of it is congruent, and none of it makes fucking sense. And we'll continue after this.
Okay, you're probably wondering why I, Rachel, have taken over the voice duties at TCB. It's pretty simple. Astrid asked me to shut Brian up, even for a minute. Well, lovely Astrid, your wish is my command. Do you want to help Astrid too? You know you do. Leave a message for her, or me, or Chrissy at 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. You can be on the show too. Mm-hmm. Just call and say something. Anything. Or text us and we'll text you right back. Promise. Then head over to tcbpodcast.com and get your free sticker. It's your constitutional right to a sticker, and we must abide. You get the point. Follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and watch all the episodes on video at youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Best to you and Astrid, especially Astrid.
Okay, back here with Kenny Copeland. He's teaching us how to get out of debt by, I don't know. Well, he hasn't really given us a whole lot of steps yet.
Yeah, you got to throw away the toothpaste when there's still some in it.
Half a tube.
Mm-hmm.
That's as low as you should go. Don't save those twist ties from the bread.
No, don't do that. Don't use plastic bowls.
That's right. Go buy additional bread. Mm-hmm. I'd say, really, when you get down to the last 13 pieces in the loaf of bread, throw that away with the twisty tie and the plastic. If you put any plastic bowls in your cabinets, you are smiting the Lord, according to Kenny. Mm-hmm. But if someone asks you for your furniture, give it to them and sleep on a box.
Yes. Yeah.
Amen. This is serious. It's very serious. We don't see it, but it's in the spirit. And there are spirits involved. Amen.
Amen.
There's some.
Can you imagine sitting in this audience and believing any of this?
No.
I would be like, honey, we have got to go. What is he fucking talking about?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
None of it.
Bar from anybody that'll loan it. There are churches that owe money indirectly to the mafia.
Oh, my God, Kenny. What? What? And I guarantee you have always done business with a godly person, always, Kenny.
Yeah.
I bet you've taken money from international
Donors,
countries that we wouldn't do business with here in America. I bet you have all kind of business dealings that are not only shady, but most likely illegal, but you don't get scrutinized because you're a church.
This was back during the days that I was questioning the Lord about this. Amen.
What?
He was questioning the Lord?
I don't know what
he thinks he's talking to the Lord. He's probably talking to ChatGPT like the rest of us.
So it is important. Very important.
What?
What?
Now I'll say this and I'll sit down.
No, you won't.
No, you're not.
The picture of this is 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter.
Okay. Got it.
Amen. That's the profile of a prosperous believer. Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Okay, now he's down in the crowd.
Work.
Yeah, ooh, he's being walked around.
Yeah, he looks shaky.
Yeah. Shikadiki, Oklahoma? Did he say Shikadiki, Oklahoma? Shikadiki, Oklahoma?
Ha,
Here comes the horse shit where he pretends like he's talking to God.
It's been very difficult, saith the Lord, to get my people to come get what I have provided for you. I've provided more than you can see any way to use. I've provided beyond your ability to ask or think. Come on up here with me. Come on up here and think with me. Look down on the earth. Don't be one on the earth looking up to heaven. No, I raise you up to sit with me. I raise you up. You're seated there now. If you would just change your attitude and change elevations.
Yeah. Okay, Kenny. All right.
I told the devil to crawl on his belly. I told you to come up here. So come up hither. Come up hither, saith the Lord. Come up
to
the
throne. What
are
you supposed to do when you look down?
Yeah, and, well,
on the earth.
Yeah, and if, from your plane, 50,000 feet above the
Can
earth.
Can I ride on that? Yeah, no.
No, that wouldn't be godly.
Throne of God. Come up and sit with me on the throne of grace and look at all I have provided for you. I have made you wealthy beyond your wildest dreams. If you would just understand
look,
and realize.
Look, I can see your trailer park right down there.
I can see
I have provided
your one-bedroom apartment on Buford Highway right there.
That I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that gives you the power to get wealth. Now receive that power. I blessed you with the blessing of Abraham. I blessed you with a future that's glorious and beyond compare. So rejoice. Rejoice. Hallelujah. I say again, praise. Rejoice, because all praise is well in the household of faith.
Glory to God.
See, he just gets everybody
just
worked up.
Yeah,
he gets everybody worked up. Amen. Mm-hmm. I'm rich now. I'm leaving this place. I'm rich. It's happening.
Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
By the way, you'll note that while they make it appear as if he's in some huge room, he's really not. That's a couple hundred people and seats are empty.
The loaves and fishes just began.
Turn it into wine, Kenny. I need to get drunk. It's brunch time.
Yeah.
The moment, saith the Lord, that you reached out to me to be your debt freedom, I've always been your debt freedom.
He does that awful smile.
Dude, that smile is evil.
Yeah.
It's evil.
I never have been any other thing else. In the financial realm, I am, saith Jesus, your freedom from owing man anything but to love him.
Praise God. Glory to God.
That guy is such a dork up there.
I know.
I mean,
what
honestly,
is he doing?
I don't know. He's a dick. I don't like that guy. I don't like either of them.
He's holding his hands up.
He's holding his hands up. Yeah. He looks so small and puny. He's a dick.
Don't look at your present income. Don't look at your present employer. Don't look and say, how can I get out beyond this? No,
no, sir. Give money to me. I will tenfold your investment.
Saith Jesus, you keep looking at me. I'm your way out. I'm your way up. I'm your way through. I am before you. I am behind you. I am all around you. And if you will let me, I'll lift you up out of that arena of debt so fast you'll wonder what happened to it all.
Well, it sounds like a plan.
It sounds great.
You know,
it sounds like a perfect plan.
Yeah,
just believe
easy,
in Jesus.
Step by step.
Yes.
You know.
Step one.
There's some clearer steps here.
Step one. Well, if we just take it at face value, step one, give your money to Kenny. Step two, just keep on praising Jesus, and eventually that debt will be left behind so fast you can't even see it.
Don't go to a banker.
Forget the bankers. They're not going to give you money in your best interest. They're going to give you money with interest. What we need to do is just keep giving it to Kenny so Kenny can, you know, he's done so much good, more good than his whole congregation could take advantage of. But they won't come with him up above the heavens. Mm-hmm. They just won't look down on earth with him.
For these are the days of my freedom, saith the Lord.
These are the days
of
the
day freedom.
Of the freedom.
Of debt freedom. I know what I'm doing, saith the Lord Jesus.
Saith.
Oh, I've got things you never heard.
Do you think that's in the Bible, I know what I'm doing?
What's that?
Do you think that's in the Bible, I know what I'm doing?
Saith Jesus, yeah. Hey, I know what I'm doing. I'm Jesus. What, you don't trust me? Come on. What's wrong? I thought we're friends.
I can do things you've only dreamed of. If you will allow me.
Yeah, okay, cool. Do it. I got no problem with
it. I'm open.
Allowed. Yes, whatever permission you're looking for, permission granted. Get me out of debt.
I'll accept the cookies.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. Drop it right off at my front door. Allowed. You have permission to go into my bank account and put some zeros.
Yeah.
You could probably should put one number there first and then put some zeros.
The first step.
Oh, here we go.
Is obedience to my word.
Yes.
Okay. The next step is...
Obedience is how they get you. That's how organized religion gets you. Obedience to their way of thinking, mm-hmm. to their rules, and to their, essentially, money operation.
Freedom from fear. You'll never have to be afraid of not having enough when you take me as your financier.
Oh. Okay, cool.
I have more than enough.
Lovely.
I am more than enough. I appreciate you. I enjoy your sowing into what I'm doing. Oh, I have ways and means.
Scooby, come over here and look at this. I've got ways and means you never even dreamed of. We're going to be rich.
I have a million ways that I could prosper you. You probably can't think of over three.
I'm on a roll today.
He's killing.
I'm going to get some checks in my bank account today. No need to buy more fuel for that jet plane. The bank account's going cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
I have a million ways. I have ways that you never heard of. If you'll allow me, I'll share them with you. I'll lead you, and I'll guide you, and I'll show you witty inventions. I'll take you to places you know.
Who is witty this? Inventions. What is this, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
I'll take you places.
Honestly, now he's Mr. Kazoo. Like, witty inventions and things you never dreamed of.
A dream, and it'll be in your dreams. I'll cause you to dream dreams and show you businesses, and I'll show you where the needs are, and I'll direct you there, and I'll finance you on the way.
Ah. Oh.
But I can't.
I love this investor.
Yeah.
Tell me, how do I get a hold of this guy? Where do I send my pitch deck?
Do my full job.
This is like a Holy Mark Cuban. We need this.
With debt. Hanging over your head. With someone else as the Lord of your finances.
Mm-hmm.
Me.
Debt.
That's me.
Is very, very dangerous.
But I agree.
Particularly if you don't know.
He can't think of something to say. He's like, well... What is the next word that's supposed to come out of my mouth? Be careful here, Kenny.
To whom you are indebted.
Oh, okay.
You think you're indebted to the bank.
But it's the mob.
Do you know the banker?
It's the mafia.
Do you know the demons in his life? Do you know what that bank supports? If you owe that bank, you're supporting it. For these things in the spirit are extremely dangerous. Very
it's dangerous.
Very dangerous.
The dangerous.
You have people in your life. Demons. Devils. That you have no idea.
Bah! Boogily boogily. I'm your banker and I support devil worship. Welcome to Bank of America. Where would you like your burning cross? Ah!
Oh, Kenny. By golly, you're hot today, Kenny.
Oh,
good
yeah.
old Kenny. Nothing lifts you up like a Kenny Copeland sermon.
Makes you laugh.
Seriously.
Oh.
Find a better place to put your money. Put it in crypto. I hear that's doing okay.
Well, you know, Trump just pardoned some coin guy.
Yeah, the guy who ripped off like billions and billions of dollars from people. That's right. The Zhao guy or whatever his name was.
Mm-hmm.
So you
good.
Know, we're well on our
that's
way. Prosperity and freedom. He's going to do it again. That's Silk Road guy.
Yeah.
Sam Bankman-Fried is next. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. Because Sam has money somewhere. And he can give it to Trump. And that's what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So it's all for sale. I told you, kids. It's all for sale. Keep your eye on the ball. They distract you with this while they're doing that. That's how it works. That's how it's always worked, by the way. There's nothing new under the sun. It's just now very transparent. Very apparent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Anyway, we hope you are doing okay. We hope you will get through this difficult financial time like the rest of us. And we love you. I can't give you any money, but I love you. And you have my support. Best wishes.
Yes, if you best to you.
If you want to tithe to the commercial break, we'll be happy to take it. But we're not nonprofit, just to be clear. Okay, 212-4333-TCB, 212-433-3822. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas. We will take them all right there. We'd be happy to hear from you. Get the conversation going. So many of you do text in. I know sometimes it takes a day or two or three for us to get back to you, but I promise we will. I have to set aside specific times for responding or whoever's happens to be in and around the studio. So it doesn't always happen lickety-split. And sometimes those messages, they start piling up, and it's like, oh.
Yeah, when you went on vacation.
Yeah, I've got 60 of these to respond to. Hold on. Also, please follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram. You can do so on TikTok, too. TCB Podcast, though there's really nothing exciting going on over there. TCBpodcast.com, all the information about Chrissy and I, all the audio, all the video right there, and your free TCB sticker. And YouTube.com/The Commercial Break for all of the episodes on video the same day they air here on the audio. Okay, Chrissy, that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
I'll tell you that I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I will say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye. Goodbye.